Welcome to the Transformation Conversation. This is the next episode in the new High Achiever series. And this week we're talking about trying to build your business the right way. What I see a lot with my clients and in conversations with people who are really focused on achieving more and doing well in their business and life is there's usually almost an obsession with finding the right way. And I was in this right way seeking for years. I used to think that you need to have a perfect system, or you need to find one way to do things, and when you find that way, everything will be perfect. And honestly, this is what I see now as the biggest block for most of us in moving forward. It's as if people have this blind spot where they just can't see all the options and all the resources and all the wonderful opportunities right under their nose, because they're so focused looking off into the distance, hunting for this right way. And they often want a coach or a consultant to just tell them the right way, even though they may say they don't want that. It's this looking for the magic bullet that really gets in the way of creativity and finding your right way. So for me, what's happened is I've stopped seeking the right way. I've stopped following what everybody else is telling me to do, or thinking that I need to just follow somebody else's system to be successful or to do what I want to do. And it turns out that life gets a lot simpler and business gets a lot simpler when you let yourself do that, when you let yourself just show up and take the next step in your business, because it's your business, it's not someone else's business. And you know that, you know it best, and you know what you want to do best, and you know what your skills are and where your natural motivation lies. If you think about it, you know what you like to do. And if you don't know what you like to do, it's not hard for you to find it out once your mind settles a little bit and you let yourself just relax into that. And I find it's a tendency of being a perfectionist, this right way obsession. There's some of that in it, that we think there's only one way to do something and everybody else seems to know what it is, or other people know what it is, and once you know what it is, everything will just be amazing. But it's not now until you find the right way. And this is just such a vicious loop. It just keeps you stuck. It keeps you procrastinating. It keeps, well, me too when I do it. It keeps me spinning in thoughts of how I'm supposed to be measuring up to somebody else's standard of how things are done. And the minute you let yourself off the hook from that, you can relax and really become what I call effortlessly productive. You can let things be easy. And that's a wonderful way to build business, because when things are easy, when your mind is settled, things are easier. That's just how it is. That's a truth. It's not something you need to do to get there. It's a principle of how our mind works. And there's a million ways to build a business and to do everything else that we want to do, but we just don't see it when we are so focused on finding the right way. And you'll look around you and all, you know, so many trainers and consultants and coaches are teaching you this one way, this right way. And if it doesn't happen to align with what's naturally your way or what you're naturally motivated to do, then that's when you fall on your face and you wonder what's going on and why you can't do it and why your right way, why the right way doesn't work for you. And this is why. Someone else's right way is not your way. So I would say, don't want to give any prescriptions here, because that's not how it works. It's not very helpful. But we all have an inner knowing and an inner guidance available to us all the time. So when you start to follow your gut, the next step will become obvious to you. And when you stop chasing the right way, you can see your own right way. And it turns out that it's so much more fun to build business like this. And that's what I'm really enjoying helping my clients to do, because many, many high achievers are just stuck in this loop for years and years and years of just trying to live up to someone else's standard or their own idea of what they should be doing. And it's just not a fun or productive way to build business and to live our lives. It can be so much easier than we think when we start to understand how our mind works. So if you'd like to find out more about this, you can go to www.rachelhenke.com/productive. That's rachelhenke.com/productive. And there'll be more of these podcasts in this High Achiever series, so make sure to sign up to get notifications, and you'll get those when you're signed up for the Effortless Productivity Masterclass as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.